Shalosh machle. Elam Ravashi. Shalosh mechitzais velechi echod ze movi sheinim afulish. A movi sheinim afulish means it's not opened up, means that it has three mechitzas, and it only has one lechi. That's all. Now, gimel mechitzas b'loy lechi, we only have three walls around the movi, around the alleyway. Now, the fourth side is open, the gamri. Zehu movi amafulish. This is called the movi amafulish. And if we're going now, we are feeling the Rebbe Lezer. This is the Chiddush. Now, we're talking about according to Rebbe Lezer Shita, that Rebbe Lezer holds you're only allowed to carry in a movi that has three walls with two lechiyayim. You always need two lechis. One on this side of the entrance, and one on the other side of the entrance. You need a pole sticking up. So now it's very good, our Mishnah. Now, feel the Rebbe Lezer, the Yomabin and Lechiyayim, Hani, Mili, Li, Oichlin, Amashkin. When the Rebbe Lezer say you could only carry from your Chotzer into the Mavoi, when you have three walls with two Lechiyayim, that's only to carry regular things. Oichlin, Amashkin. Avol is Sefer Torah. But if you want to carry out on Shabbos the Sefer Torah from your house into the Mavoi, then the Chad Lechi Sagi. That's Pshat according to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin only make all to carry it out. If that whole part of there's one Lechi. Because with one lechi, even though Rebbe Lezer's one lechi is not matem mid rabbonim, you can't carry out Eichel Namashkin, but a Sefer Torah you could carry. And then the Sefer even goes a step weiter. Then the Sefer then is even matem to carry out without any lechis at all. So I call upon him then the two chedushim in the Mishnah. So that's the machlekes and the kavim. Then the Sefer, how far would Rabbonim matem you to carry out the Sefer Torah from your house where there's a fire there into the Mavi? Rashi Yelo Amar Ravashi, Bein Rabbonin Ubein Bein Beseira, Kriab Lezer Svirulu, the boy Yigimel Mechitos Ubeiz Lechiyayim B'yamo. A regular heter you're only allowed to carry into the alleyway if there are three walls around the alleyway, and on the fourth entrance you have to have two Lechiyayim, one post on one side and one post on the other side of the entrance. For Hocholagabe Seifa Ami Rabbonin, now here our Mishnah says a kula, that when you want to carry out Al Bizoin Kisvei HaKodesh, you want to carry out a sefer from your house on Shabbos, Moide Reb Lezer Belechi Echot. Rabbonin say Reb Lezer was matra koponim with one lechi. That's a kula. Stam Oichlin Amashkin, you can't carry out if there's only one lechi at the entrance. You need two. But for sefer Torah with a matu, even with one lechi. Well, then the same Rama are bigger chiddush. The Moide Reb Lezer Afalai Lechi. That Reb Lezer is Moide to carry out a sefer Torah even though there's no lechiyayim. Just Abiyya, three mechitzes, that's mutter. V'chad lechi sagale milster rabbonim kumafarshi. And that's the mazman now, the milster rabbonim. So it comes out very good, the Mishnah. The Mishnah saying chedushim of the sefer Torah over a regular food carrying out from your house into the movi. So the Mishnah. Next Mishnah now, this is not talking about kisya kodesh anymore, this is regular carrying out. Matilin mozan gimel sudais haruili odim liodim. Talking about a case of Rachmanis, you have a fire in your house on Shabbos. And this is for sure, the fire is Friday night. And you want to save, take things out of your house into the chotzer. So you're allowed to save enough food to be able to eat gimel sudas on Shabbos. So la'odim la'odim, if you're only taking out for a person, how much a person wants to eat. Haroi l'behema l'behema. If you have a behema, and the lachar is you're not supposed to eat before you feed your behema, so merely you have to have food for your behema to eat also on Shabbos. So you're allowed to save enough food for three meals for your behema also. Ketzah. Nofla d'leka b'leil Shabbos. When are we matthew to save the amount of food of three sudas, that's when the fire came in your house Friday night, then matzilin mozen gimel sudas. Then you're allowed to save three sudas, because you have to eat three sudas on Shabbos. So Rashi nofla d'leka b'leil Shabbos koidem achilo. Friday night before you came home to make Kiddush, or while joint Kiddush, but before you ate your sudas, a fire came out in your house, so now you have a hector to save, take outside the shear of three sudas, because you have to eat three sudas yet. By the Shachris, Luyitzui, the fire happened in the morning, Shabbos morning, then Matzilin Mozen Beis Sudas. Since you already ate one Sudas at night, all you have to do is just two more Sudas at daytime, so only save two Sudas. So Drashi Shachris of the Kedim Sudas, before you ate your Sudas in the morning, is you save two. The Mincha, if the fire came out by Mincha time before Shalosh Sudas, is more than Sudachas. Then you can only save enough food for one Sudas. That's not the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Li Oilo Matzilin Mozen Shalosh Sudas. See, old no. This is a light plug. Rabbanu will always matter you on Shabbos to save the Mozen for three Sudas. Even though you already ate two Sudas already, still they're matter you to carry out three Sudas. Yeah. Well, Sumi Mazba, how come they're only matter you to carry out three Sudas? And where are we talking about? Where are you carrying out to? Are you carrying it out to a Shisrabim, to a Mavish and a Foolish? That was some say. Fred Gemara Michti, Behetera Katorach. So the Moron names on right away, our Mishnah is talking about Vetera, Satrashi Michti, Vetera Katorach, Chozil Etutel Luchotza Merevis. If here it doesn't say any kula, you can carry it out to a chutzah that's not merevis. Mashmu talking about carrying out from your house into your backyard that you have an area of chaseris there, and you're allowed to carry out from your house to the chutzah. There's no isser right so. So frankly, Gemara michti v'terik ha'tarach, you're allowed to carry. Abazay natzal tay. Abazay, if you have a fire in your house, go take out as much as you could. Keep on schwitzing away and go up and then down, up and down. Take out as much as you want to say from the fire of the churim. You're not over any yisur so. You're allowed to carry from your house to your backyard. We have an erev chaseris. So why does the Mishnah only say three sudas? On my rovo, mitoich shodem bo al memaynoi. The svara, a person gets fatumut about saving his mamon, isharis lay osalachvuyei. If we're going to be matim to carry out as much as he could, we're afraid Agav will come to put out the fire. Strashi visharis lay, liyaschule biatzola, kuli hai. If we're going to be matim to be Isaac and carry out as much as he could, mitoich shobol, since he'll be worried about mamish going fast and carrying as much as he could, minshile shabbos, to forget about today is shabbos, we're afraid to come to be over the Easter of Kibui. Therefore, the Rabbonim were not mati to carry out things from your house. Only what you need for Shabbos, dafka, mos, and gimel sudis. That's the heter more not. Omalei Abaya. Eloho de Tanya, that we learned later, Mishnah later in Shabbos. We asked before. Eloho de Tanya. Nishpuru aloi, asked before, not been made it. Nishpuru aloi chovis, proish gargoy, on Shabbos. He had a barrel of wine on top of your roof. And the barrel of wine broke. And now the wine is starting to fall out, spill out. Is maybe kli, you're allowed to bring a kli that you have on top of your roof, or maniach tachter, and leave it underneath this barrel, that the wine should spill out, to pour out from the barrel into the kli. Save the kli. Save the wine. Of a bovach, shelo yove kli acher. You're not allowed to go look for a second kli though. V'yiklet. V'yiklet losen drashi kiluach hanoifa menavir. If like what's dripping already off the roof, coming down, you want to now go run downstairs and get another kli underneath to catch the wine dripping down, that's awesome. Or else kli acha v'yitzara, to get another kli and put it right near the edge of the roof, that the wine that's mamish floating off the roof should float into the barrel, that's awesome. Trashi v'yitzara, somach legag, mamish put another barrel right next to the gag. Cain Shiva, as if to say you're drawing the water, drawing the yain. El Shayna Roy Lishoy Shagag Holuk, Vayain Eno Baguma, Mitzarav Kli Lagag, Shiza Minagag Lakli, Huwechat Akli Biyodai. Like you're holding the Kli on the bottom, the edge of the roof, and the wine that's dripping off the roof should drip right into the Kli, that's Usr. As you're only allowed to put one Kli underneath the first barrel. But if more wine is still dripping out on the sides, you can't save that wine. For the Gemara, Hosa Magzerika. What kind of Xerika do you have there? There it's not a shiloh of a dleka. You don't have a fire in your house there on Shabbos. The Kuru were not afraid you put out the fire. So we're not afraid to put out the fire. What should be the Easter in getting more barrels? Why can't you take from your own chotzer and save it? Shrashi Hosa Magzerika. Kiva de midide teruhu amayla yikli bitzarf. We're talking about again there. You want to take kalim from your house? Or from the chutzah, from your garage. That's mutter to carry. You have an erev there. So why can't you go to fetch more kelim to save this wine that's getting ruined? And the Gemara, hochi nami, gzeirah shemiyov kli derech rishus rabim. No, we're afraid there also. If you're going to start to get more kelim to save the wine, we're afraid you won't find enough kelim in your house. And you'll be worried you want to get the 10 kelim, 20 kelim, and you're not going to have enough. So we're afraid you're going to go through the Shasarabim to look for them. That's why they're bonamei gzeira. You can't use more than one kli. When you start looking for kelim, we're afraid you'll go through the Shasarabim, and that'll be an issue deraisa. Shrashi shema yovi kli. Mitoich shu machzir al kelim harbei yishkach biyovi. We're afraid he'll forget today Shabbos, and he'll bring more kelim through the Shasarabim. So there's also a gzeira you can't do hatzolah more than with one or one barrel. Number gufa. This last mission was Nishpurolechovisbrojgagli. If your barrel of wine broke on top of your roof, maybe Kli can only bring one new Kli, or Meliach Techte, and put it underneath the barrel of wine. Obovado Shloyovi Kliacher. You can't bring a second Kli Vyikli, and put it on the floor that the wine is dripping down from the roof, like in the air, running down to drip into the barrel. Or else Kliacher Vitsarev. You can't bring another Kli to put it right next to the roof itself, that the wine should drip right into this barrel. That's awesome. Let's say you have guests coming over to the Suda. And now if you're not going to save this wine, you're not going to have enough wine for the guests. Then you have a heter. Then the Rabbonu will matter. Mishum achnosas orchim, mishum kovel orchim, they'll matter you to save the wine. Then maybe kliyachar b'kolet, kliyachar mitzarif. They're matter you. V'lo yikloito v'yachakach yazmin. But let's say you see the barrel broken rules, the guy should think, have to see, that I'm going to have no neighbor, no guest over, I can't save the wine will be ruined. So let me first go and save the wine, and then I'll go invite some guests over. That you shouldn't do. And you shouldn't first save the wine and then get the guests. Ella Yazlin, first make sure you have guests coming over, first invite the guests, and now that your guests coming over, the achakach yiklid. Then you have to save the wine, the kabra orkan or bottom after you. The aim arima bekach, and you have no heta to make haroma, make a trickery. Drashi, for la yiklid yachakach yazmin, orkin. The bishas kalito lemiboyle. Now don't say really, but at the time you're collecting the wine, you don't need it for orchim. You don't have any guests coming over. No, later you'll invite them, that's no good. And ema rim makach, lezamen orchim, shenim tzrichim lechel yasiru. You can't play a game here. Marimim. And what, invite orchim, that really you don't need, don't have to come to eat, they're not going to eat. And Sam, you'll have leftover wine anyway just to save the wine. That you shouldn't do. Because you're only allowed to save the wine on the tzad that your mamish had intentions before to have guests over, and you need the wine for the guests. But if you're not going to need the wine for the guests, you shouldn't make haroma to say, I'm saving it now because I'm going to have guests over. Ah, you know the guests are not going to eat it. Or you know you're first going to invite the guests later, you're not allowed to make the haroma. Eimarim makach. Of a Mishum Rav Yosi ben Yudu Amru Marimin. He says no. On an issa the Rabbanon here of saving the wine, the Rabbanon will make to you to be Marim. Marim means that you can play this game and say that I'm going to save it right now and later I'll worry about getting the Yorchim. That's Mutter.
Eric Shulin, where you have cooking from one day to the next, you guests might come.
We have another machlokes like this, where you could be marim. Could you make a game here or not make a game? Another machlokes like this. Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua Kemiflugi. The Tanya. We learned halacha in Masechet Beitzon. Oy soy v'yes benoy. Shenoflu labor on yomtif. A mother and a kid, two behemoths, the mother, the big cow, and the kid cow, both fell into the bor together. Now you want to be able to pick it up to save it first and shecht it first before they die. Because if they die, they'll be in the veil. Or you're afraid they'll become a treifa. So you want to go and pick it up right now and shecht it. Now the halacha is you're not allowed to shecht oy soy v'yes benoy the same day. You can't shech the mother with his kid the same day. So here they both fell into the bor. So what can you do? Is Reb Lezer line there, Mal Leserishim. Whichever one of the two you want, pick up one. And that's it. Al Manas L'Shoichta. You have a heter to pick it out of the bor, because you have not now to shech it. For Yasheni, the second one, you have to leave in the bor. It's like Muksa. Since you're not allowed to shech it today, you can't shech both of them the same day. So Oysalai Parnosavim Koimli. You have to let the second behemoth stay in the bor in the ditch. And just feed it there and hope for the best that it'll come out alive. But you can't pick it out. Bishvil shalo yomis. Just feed it there, you best you could, chay it shouldn't die. So drashti shenof to labor. Biyomtiv. Viyein shneyim ruyim l'shchita b'yomechud. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the kid the same day. Oysav yes, b'noy is also the shech. So mainly you could only pick up one. That's that at the shech. And the second one, viyein, yeah. And the second one you can't pick up, because you're not allowed to shech it, so you have to leave it there. And feed it in the bor and hope that it'll stay alive. We have Yeshua, he has an eitzah to be marim, to play a game here. Malin esarisha nam nasta shechti. First you go pick up the first animal, and then you have dasig the shechti. The ena shechti, and once it's up out of the bar, then all of a sudden you change your mind. No, I don't want to shecht this one. Omar mal esasheni, you change your mind and say no, and now I'd rather shecht the second one. So now you go down to the bar and pick up the second one. And if you have the second one up now, which one of the two do you have to make the shechita on? Whichever one you want. Rotzeh zeh shechit, rotzeh zeh shechit. As long as you have Yeshua. As about this on an issa the Rabbonin, the picking up a behemoth, the shalaf and the tiltol, something you don't need, it's on an issa the Rabbonin, so they hold the samate with a haroma. Now it's not looking directly like you're picking up muksa, something you can't use. Because the maestro, when you pick up the first animal, it looks like you want to use this animal. Now once the animal is up, you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to use this anyone. I want to use the other one. So you're changing your mind according to Rabbi Yeshua and Isra Rabbanu the Ramati you.
On
Yom Tov, right. If it's not Roy, you can't shech the Baizak Muksa. Hey, since it's not Roy to shech, because you shech the mother, you can't shech the kid the same day, so now it's Muksa. Like on Shabbos, an animal is muksa on Shabbos. Just on Yom Tov, it's not muksa because you're allowed to shecht it. You can use it. But this one you can't use now because you have to shecht the mother to kid you not on a shecht. Trashi v'yena shechti. So if Yeshua holds, you're allowed to pick up the first one and then change your mind. Don't shecht it. Shemoytzi le'alili. You'll make a trick here. Shema chavei reshamim imenu. You change your mind and say, no, first I thought this one was fatter. Now I see the other one is fatter. Let me pick up the other one. Yeah. So the Chur, you see, as a machlekes here, you could be marim or not. So the Chur, that's our machlekes here also. When you want it, when you have your barrel of wine that cracked, and you want to save, bring a lot of other barrels. The Tzarech Orchim, could you first pick them up, save them, and then invite the Orchim, can you make haram or not? You be told this machlekes, if you could save these two animals or not. So the Gemara named Mimai, maybe the two swords are not totally zebizir. Mimai. Dilma, kam loy kam rabbi lezer hosom, ti yeshe befanoso. When does Rabbi Eliezer say it's osab haromo? You can't pick up the second animal. That's because even though the second animal is in the ditch, it's not mukha, it's going to die. It's not vadi, it's going to die there. He gives an eitz to feed it. You're allowed to put food in front of him, and maybe he'll still stay alive. Avol hochad lo yefsher light. But here we're talking about with a barrel of wine cracked already. And though the wine is going to be dissolved, going to be lost. So maybe Mishnum Amokim Hefsid, he was Matthew to do haroma. The Rebalt, it looks now as if you're saving it to cover the Yorchim, even though you don't have the Yorchim, or the Yorchim are not going to drink the wine, but since it looks like you're doing it for the Yorchim, maybe the Matthew Amokim Hefsid. Shashi, yeah, right. The Yadkan, even the other man, the Yadkan, like come Rabbi Yeshua. Hosom, when did Rabbi Yeshua say, it's mutter to make haroma, you're allowed to pick up both animals, Hosom, Mishum, Diketzar, Balichaim. Akoponim, since the animal fell into the boar, he has tzar balachayim. So you have a heter to pick up both animals, like to make them not b'mokim tzar. In the dish, they're tzar. If you pick them up, they're not b'mokim tzar. So it's a shayla, tzar balachayim is the rice of the rabbonim. Akoponim, it's not nice, let them be in pain. So that's why he's matyu b'derech haromav, to have an heter to pick up both animals out of the ditch. But here where your wine is getting lost, there's no tzar balachayim. It's just that you feel bad, you're losing your money. For that, maybe the rabbanu will not mat you even derech haroma. So drashiyat kamel kamer Rabbi Eliezer diay marimim only these two svaras. So meila our two machloikasin is not totally in those two machloikasin. They're two different svaras. But I call one of the doimil adodim that you see on the nis of the rabbanon sometimes will make all if it doesn't look like you're being over the yisur. It looks like derech haroma. It looks like it's being a derech haheter. Tana rabbanon hitzel pas mekiyah. Trashi l'shoda sudis, like an al Mishnah. You had a fire in your house at the beginning of Shabbos, and first you went and you saved yourself pas mekiyah. Is ain matzo pas adora. You're not allowed to now go back in your house and change your mind and say you want dirty bread. Hey, pas mekiyah means clean bread, which is much better. So you can't change your mind later and say you want pas adora, dirty bread, because we know clearly that you're a liar. Like about the people like clean bread better. Trashi yisso pas mekiyah l'shoda sudis. Lo yatsa pas adora. Pas kibur, shenitl hadar was taken away, it's beautiful. Lefi shein haroma kshera, lefi shein ormo kshera, lema pas hadar nechli, like you can't even say such a lie. Like nobody could say, I like to have dirty bread better than the clean bread. So once you save the clean bread, that's the bread you're going to eat now, you haven't had to save more bread. Mashenkin pas hadar. If first you save from the fire three bread, loaves of bread, for your three sudas, but they are black bread. Then you change your mind and you see you can find pas mekiyah from your house. How about the other heter? Matzo pas mekiyah. Then you do have the heter, because you have a right to change your mind, eat the clean bread. Umatzilim yom hakipurim l'shabbos. You're allowed to save if the fire came out on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to save on Yom Kippur for Mitzoy Yom Kippur with the Shabbos. Avoloi mishabbos yom hakipurim. But if the fire came out on Shabbos and you have already enough sudas to eat, just you want to save to be able to eat for Mitzoy Yom Kippur, that is no heter. Rashi Avoloi Mishabbos Yom Kippurim. A going in Chal Yom Kippur B'yechid B'Shabbos. And Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. Do'aloi Ochol Adli Urta. Because anyway, you're not going to eat the food until Mitzoy Yom Kippur. Oluyoto Likrif Olaisi. We're not Matthew now so far off to go worry about the food. At night time, Mitzoy Yom Kippur, you get food to eat. V'ein Tzorach Loi Mishabbos Yom Tiv. Havad, you can't say from Shabbos to Yom Tiv. V'loi Mishabbos to Shabbos Abur. You can't say from this Shabbos to next Shabbos. Havad, in between, you'll have plenty of time to get new bread, new food. Shashi, ain't so chlein from Shabbos to Yom Tiv. V'yokul ochem by the Yom. And now let us save on Shabbos for tomorrow, Yom Tiv. Because on Yom Tiv tomorrow, you'll be able to cook new food. You'll get new food. Yes. Tana Rabbonim. Shochach pas betaner. You forgot you were baking your bread. You're breaking your challah before Shabbos. You put it into the oven before Shabbos. And now it came Kiddush, it came time ready to make Kabbalah Shabbos, and you forgot to take the bread out of your tanner. So you're not going to have machalas for Shabbos. What's the Eitzah? Are you allowed to now on Shabbos take the challahs out of the oven or not? Hey, shochach pas betanur. You forgot your challah in the oven. The kiddush olav ayon. And it came now, ben ashmoshes, and it came ready time to makabel Shabbos. And it's Shabbos ready. Is matzilin mosin sholashudis. Still you have hetter now to take out 3 loaves of bread for the 3 sudis from the oven on Shabbos. V'oymel li'acherim, and you can even tell other people, boyo v'yatilu lachem. They could also come and save more bread if they need it. When they take off the bread out of the oven, they should not take it off with the regular stick that you pull the bread off the tanner. Do a shinui. Use a knife, just like pull it off with a knife. His mother used to bake with the tanner. They used to put the loaf of bread on the side, the wall of the oven itself. And it was a chokhmah that used to stick onto the side of the wall. When you want to get off, you had to use a special kli, a special wooden shovel-like, to get it off the wall. That's called a mardan. So that you shouldn't use on the Shabbos. But just use a sakim. Do a shino, take it off with a knife.
What's
the moral we're talking about here? We'll see. This is the rabbonim. This is called the chokhmah. Soon see. Drashi mardan. Mardan, drashi, kli, shiroidim boyapas. This is the kli that you pull off the bread. Or mafridim noisim mikoista kaner atano, that you pull it off the walls of the oven. Shenidbak bo, they got attached to it. Lo yarda oisim b'mardah shuderechel. You shouldn't take it off with the mardah, because that's a derechel, that's also to do. But the eitzah is to use a sack. Pred gemara eini, it's not like that. V'atona the Rebbe Yishmael. The pasuk says, lo yisasne ko melocha. You're not allowed to do melochas on Shabbos. Yotzot kia shayfa radiyah sapas, shichochma v'yena melocha. They're blowing a shayfa on Shabbos. And this inyan of Radia Sapas, pulling the bread off the tanner, it's not called the Moloch, it's not an Isidraisa, it's only called the Chochmah. So Poshtitz Mashmitz Mutamatchila to do it even with the Madas, the Kashris. And the Gemara name, Kama, the Yeshto Shnuya Mashtinim. The Pshat from the Chochmah, Vena Moloch, means it's not Isidraisa. It's only Midraisa, it's called the Chochmah, not a Moloch. But I call upon him the Rabbonim, though it is also, because it's Doima to a Moloch. At the bottom place it says, Shichoch Mavena Molochom, Vechivan Dimidiraisa Sharia, Afagad Dimidirabonan Asiri, even though the Rabbonan asked you to blow a shofar on Shabbos, and to take the bread off the tanner on Shabbos, Kadiyam of Rosh Hashanah, Ein Makvin, as a Tinoikas Mutkoyo, Noshim Akvin, Hoch Evel Mishra Mishum Gimel Sudis. Here the Rabbonan that will mati you, Mishum Atsolus, Gimel Sudis, you're not going to have Chalat, eat the Shabbos. So the Matthew to be over this Issa the Rabbonin, which is a type of a Chochmah, a type of a Locha, taking the bread off the sides of the Tanner, they are Matthew to say, like, upon him three breads. For the Mora Bazoi, do it Kedarka with the Madas. Terence says, no, once they were Matthew, we still do it a Shinui. Try and do it a Sake, not with a regular knife. But not with a regular Madas. Omer Rav Chizda, Lielam Yashkim Odom Loitsoy Shabbos. Yashkim Zatrashi, the Erev Shabbos. You should get up Friday morning, nice and early, and start preparing something for Shabbos. Start preparing to do something for Shabbos. By the challahs early in the morning, do something nice. Yashkim Odom on Erev Shabbos Letzoy Shabbos. Shneim Rapportik says, "V'oyav Yomashishi on Friday, v'achinu asheshay yaviyu." Go prepare what will come about to have Shabbos. Liyalter. Rashi v'achinu asheshay yaviyu liyalter means v'shas havo hachona v'yavo be'ashkamihi. You see, v'yuku tovayse v'beikum v'beikum. You have to get up early in the morning to get the mon. So right away, after in the morning, is a zaman to start preparing for Shabbos. Omer Rav Abba, v'Shabbos chayv odom letzoy ashtei kikris. You're supposed to have lechem mishnah on Shabbos by the 3 sudis. Shrashi letzoya means brichas hamotzi. When you make the brichas hamotzi on the 3 sudis on Shabbos, you're supposed to have 2 breads. You see, the pasuk says lechem mishnah. So chura poshut is only an asmachta. I think there are some shittos learn asamish midiraisa to have 2 breads. But some learn it's only the Rabban the Kedim, which is an Asmachta, poses a Lechem Mishnah, you should have 2 Lechems on Shabbos. Omer Rav Ashi, Chazin Leder Rav Kanom, the Nokatarti, when he made a Moitzi, he held the 2 breads. Or Botzei Yachoda, when it came to slice the bread, he only sliced it on 1. The Rashi, Nokatarti Yechzim Biyodai. When it came to slicing, he only sliced 1. Omar, Likatu Kisiv, Likatu Mash Rashi, Likatu Kisiv, the Mashma Achiza, Mashmi have to hold the 2 breads. But actually cutting the challah, it's enough just to cut 1. You don't badafka have to cut 2. Reb Zera have a botza akulishur yusa. Reb Zera, when he sliced his challah by the Sudi Shabbos, he sliced himself a nice big slice of challah. That one slice was enough for the whole Sudi. Akulishur yusa. Rashi botza akulishur yusa. Prusa gedoyli sliced himself a nice big slice of challah. Vedei loy bol yoysa Sudi. it was enough for him for those Suda. L'chavit Shabbos, didn't l'chavit Shabbos. V'nira k'mechavev Suda Shabbos l'schazik lechel harbe. Like he loves the Suda Shabbos, he wanted to give himself a nice big portion of challah, but have enough to eat for the whole Suda. Not to be stingy on Shabbos. For at the Gemara, Omele Ravin Ravashi, v'onechze k'rasanusa. You look like a chazit to take such a big piece of bread at one time. It's not nice. You look like a chazit. It's not nice to do that. Omele Yinsen back. True, the middle of the week, it's not nice to do that. It's not nice to hold a big piece of bread and eat it. The idna, who the covet, but today I'm doing it, it's not nikka like I'm a chazer, no, look, just I'm doing something to cover Shabbos. Then if I'm in the middle of the week, though, some people take a machbid, not eat a big sandwich, or a big loaf of bread, a club sandwich, a big piece at one time, looks like a chazer. So I'll cut it up into pieces. Some people who are in the pizza also. Some people are marked with a slice of pizza on here. And they take a big piece at one time, looks like a chazer. But he said, the call upon him on Shabbos is mutter to do it. Shabbos, you can have a big piece. All right, pizza maybe after derech, now we're going to do it like that. But he called upon him every day in the middle of the week. He didn't do this. Just on Shabbos, he took a nice big piece. So that meant to us nusim. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, ki mikloy ilohu rif to the Erevo. When they all had to make an Erev chaterus, or else an Erev tavshilin. So they used the challah, one challah for the mitzvah erev. Shari aloi, they used to use it then for the suda for shalosh shudis. So Rashi shari bay, haino bircha samoitzi, she ascholah sachila, shari maschilim. They used to use this like teat. Omar, hoyo v'yisabed b'ocho the mitzvah. Since I use this challah to make my erev chaserus, or make my erev tashilin, l'savet b'mitzvah achrinim. Let me do another mitzvah with this. Let me use it for the suda shabbos. So they used to use it for shalosh shudis. Yeah, because look at Erev Chaseris and Erev Tashilim, be at the beginning of Shabbos, you have your Matzi Erev, it's mutter for you to carry the whole Shabbos, even if the bread got ate up, it was eaten up. So therefore, they used to use the bread on the Suda Shabbos. The more, Ketzad Loflag Leka, Mishnah says you had a fire on Shabbos. So you say you're allowed to save how much Mazen Gimel Sudas. Tell him, Rabbanan, Kam is Sudas Chayiv Odom Lechel B'Shabbos. How many Sudas do you have a Chiv to eat on Shabbos? Sholish. At Sam Kamel, you have a Chiv like we hold three Sudas. Rabbi Chizkiya Oymar Abu. Rabbi Chizkiya says, no, you have Chiv teach four Sudas on Shabbos, not three. Om Rabbi Yechnan, Ushnei Mikrecha Dorsha, they both dash in the same posse. The posse says, Vayoyim Moshe, Achlu Hayoyim Eat Today, Ki Shabbos Hayoyim Lashem. Eat Today, Kostrei Shabbos. Hayoyim Loi Timtsu Basoda. You're not going to find anything in the field today, therefore you're supposed to collect on Friday and not for Shabbos. Is Rabbi Chizkiya Sovar, Hani Tlosi Hayoyim, it says three times the Pasuk Hayoyim, his Ochlu Hayoyim, Shabbos Hayoyim, Lashem Hayoyim. It says three times Hayoyim. That's the Chiddush would say, it also has three Sudas. The Chizki learns, Hani Tlosi Hayoyim, Levar Mayutam. It means three Sudas on the day itself, Achutz from the Sudi ate last night. So therefore, our Shabbos, of the 24-hour period of Shabbos, the night and day, they have four Sudas together. For a born and sovereign name, for a Hadi the Urte. If the Pasuk says, Chloe, you have to have three Sudas Hayoyim three times. Now, the Rabbanans say three times include the night meal. And Chizki says, no, the day Hayoyim means Dafka Bayoyim, so Bayoyim you have to have three Sudas, excluding the Sudu at night. Trashi plus Hayoyim, Lemingin Shola Sudas Bo. There's like an Asmachta here, but you have to have three Sudas. That's the Machlok is, you have to have three by day and one at night, or three altogether. Rabbanans Savi Bahadi Uter, yeah. Tonight, we'll bring it right to our Mishnah. It says, Nofla Dleika B'Leil Shabbos, you have a fire in your house. Friday night is Matilin Mosvin Gimel Sudis. You're allowed to save only three Sudis.